Wellness Wednesday. And you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So of course, we've got Dr. and Dr. Robinson on the line with us. Hey guys.
Hey Melanie.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good. It was so good hanging out with you guys last week. We got the screenings done. We had several ladies come out and partake of the offerings from Charlotte Radiology and, of course, Praise and Urban House Call.
That's right. And I'm so glad that we were able to go out into the community and do the mobile mammograms because, you know, we've been saying it all month long, and we really do believe screening and early detection saves lives. And we know this. We know that when we catch these cancers before they reach advanced stages, the chances of survival are dramatically improved.
Yeah, that is so true. In fact, you know, when breast cancer is diagnosed at what's called stage zero, which means that it's a small, confined tumor that's just in the breast, the five-year survival rates are 100%. Now, when it spreads outside of the breast and is at an advanced stage called stage four, these survival rates actually drop down to 22%. So we have to do our best to raise awareness and let everyone know that screenings save lives.
Well, I know there were new policies or regulations established last year that were really controversial about really when you should get or when you should start getting and how frequently. Tell us really what's going on here. What's the right answer?
Yeah, and this is, as you say, very controversial. And without getting too deep into it, there was an expert panel that recommended we start mammogram screenings at age 50 and then get them every 2 years thereafter. Well, for our community, this presents a huge problem because African American women actually tend to get breast cancer earlier than other groups. And it's actually estimated that one out of every three black women with breast cancer was diagnosed before the age of 50. And one out of 10 were actually diagnosed before the age of 40. So these guidelines don't quite work for us. And that's why I tend to follow the American Cancer Society guidelines that recommend that women get screening beginning at age 40 and then every year thereafter.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we certainly recommend that every woman discuss their specific risk and screening timeline with their doctor, because there are other factors such as strong family history, which may require that the woman begin screening even earlier in life than the recommendations that currently stand.
Well, I know, but there's all this discussion about whether it's actually hereditary. You know, there are incidences in women that don't have any family history. How does all of that come into play?
Well, you know, Melanie, it's actually interesting, and most people don't recognize this because we talk about the importance of family history, but in most cases of breast cancer, there actually is no family history at all. And in fact, close to 85% of cases of breast cancer, there is no family history. So every woman, regardless of family history, definitely needs to be screened.
Right. And genetics does actually come into play in some instances. And we touched on this briefly last week when we were talking about the BRCA1 and BRCA2 cancer genes that were brought to light in the media in the case of Angelina Jolie. And everyone was concerned and up in arms and thinking that they needed to get tested for these gene mutations. But just to be clear, mutations in these genes really account for only about 5 to 10% of breast cancer, so not everyone needs to be tested. But when these gene mutations are present, the risk of developing breast cancer is about 50 to 80%.
So who should actually be tested for this gene?
Yes, certainly if there's a family history of multiple members of the family with breast cancer, those individuals should be tested. Also, those with a personal or family history of breast cancer before age 50, and then those individuals who've had breast cancer in both breasts, or male breast cancer. These are all individuals who need to be screened for that gene mutation, as well as any history of ovarian cancer, because these gene mutations have been linked to ovarian cancer as well. So those groups should definitely talk to their doctor about getting screened for that gene mutation.
Well, and so, you know, we've talked about a lot of things. Are there other things that we can do as a mechanism for screening?
Well, I think the last thing that I would really recommend would be the self breast exam. Now, a few years ago, one of these same expert panel groups came out and said that self-breast exams weren't useful and that they were actually against it and didn't recommend it. But honestly, I can't tell you the number of women that I have seen that have discovered their very own breast cancer through a self breast exam. So I certainly encourage all women and men also to do these self-breast exams. Do it monthly, do it regularly, and make sure you get used to your normal lumps and bumps. Breast tissue is a little bit lumpy, and that intimidates a lot of women sometimes and prevents them from doing the self-breast exam. They say, I don't know what I'm feeling for. I don't know if this is normal.
Right.
But get used to your normal lumps and bumps, because the more familiar you are with it, the more likely you'd be to know if something was out of the ordinary.
Well, this is certainly great information. And, of course, we're going to post the recap, the whole audio on PrayCharlotte.com. Dr. Robinson, thanks so much again. Where can we find you guys online?
Thanks, Melanie. You can certainly find us on Twitter, at Urban House Call. You can also follow us on our Facebook fan page, Urban House Call Magazine.
Yeah, and you can also go to our website, UrbanHouseCallMagazine.com, and we welcome the listeners' questions, comments, feedback. We want to know what they're concerned about, and we want to make sure that we're answering their questions.
Thanks so much. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. More with Dr. and Dr. Robinson next Wednesday for Wellness Wednesday on Praise.
In case you missed the Yolanda...